As transgender rights continue to be part of the national conversation and debate, an American opera is shining light on one woman's journey to discover her true self. 90.5 WESA's Deanna Garcia tells us about As One and how the arts relate to current events.
There's no fancy set, no elaborate costumes, just a small three-level stage, a string quartet, and two opera singers.
My character is Hannah Before.
Brian Vu is a resident artist with the Pittsburgh Opera.
Hannah Before, she transitions to female.
Fellow resident artist Taylor Raven is Hannah After.
Me and Brian are portraying the same person, and that is a really difficult thing to kind of wrap your head around in the beginning. What part of Hannah is he, and what part of Hannah am I, and how do they come together?
As One was first performed in 2014 at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Sasha Cook and Kelly Markgraf portrayed Hannah at that time. This is the Pennsylvania premiere of As One. The music and concept is by Laura Kaminsky, the libretto by Mark Campbell and Kimberly Reed. Kaminsky was on hand for the dress rehearsal Thursday and talked with several LGBT groups and individuals. Brian Vu says that's part of what sets this opera apart. It opens up a topic he says a lot of people are afraid to talk about.
Because of taboo, because it's just so foreign. Women's rights back in the day, and just like gay rights and gay marriage, these things need to be talked about and addressed so that, we can move forward as a society.
Taylor Raven agrees and adds it also helps break down stereotypes of what opera is.
This project is a really great indicator that opera is so relevant, and it's continuing to try to deal with the politics of the time and with the issues of the time.
Pittsburgh Opera General Director Christopher Hahn says that's one of the medium's greatest strengths.
I mean, I fervently believe theater is at its most effective when it's on the cusp of, challenging societal norm and at the forefront of that kind of debate where you're pushing the envelope.
On the personal side, Vu says even though this is about one woman's journey, there are pieces everyone can relate to.
A lot of what Hannah goes through, we all go through in different ways in our own journey. And I try to go into rehearsals with my mind as a blank slate or a white canvas. And as I sing the words, just remembering times when I felt this, or when I've experienced something like trying to cover up feelings that are true to me.
Even so, stage director Frances Rabelais says there is a focus of the story. She says she did a lot of research and read about and listened to stories of trans people.
You know, I really wanted to start with not my own experience because, yes, it's a universal story, but Hannah's trans identity is an integral part of her. So I wanted to make sure they were infused from the beginning.
Back to the production. While the staging may seem simple, Vu and Raven say musically, it's a very challenging opera. As One opens Saturday at Pittsburgh Opera headquarters in the Strip, there are only four performances. The last is on Sunday, February 26th. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.